In this bulletin, senior Liberal Party ministers concede the party has gender imbalance. A returning senator weighs in on bullying in politics, and the latest from the US Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. A number of senior federal government ministers are conceding the Liberal Party has too few women in its ranks. Susan Ley says the party should consider introducing quotas to address the low number of women in federal parliament. It comes as former Deputy Liberal Leader Julie Bishop questioned why the party had trouble attracting and attaining women. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says the gender imbalance must be fixed. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says both male and female MPs were pressured during the Liberal leadership chaos, but he stopped short of calling it bullying. His comments come after several female MPs have alleged that they were bullied by some of their colleagues. Pressed on whether bullying actually occurred, Mr. Morrison told the 10 Network the leadership spill was an intense period for everyone.
I understand the pressure that is applied on all members of Parliament, as occurred in the Labor Party, as occurs in the Liberal Party. Politics is a tough and ferocious business, and we have to support each other, and we have to give each other the care that is needed when you go through these times. And I'm telling you, that's what's happening. That's what does happen. You support your colleagues, and you ensure that you get through these difficult periods. Now, curtain has come down on that, and frankly, Australians don't want to be frankly talking about how we feel about our jobs.
Larissa Waters, who'll become the first senator who resigned over dual citizenship issues to return to the Senate, has joined in on the issue of alleged bullying. Ms. Waters says the ongoing debate is important because it raises awareness of the issue.
It's not okay for parliamentarians just to say, oh, politics is toxic, you've got to toughen up. We need to change that culture. It shouldn't be about a mudslinging match. It should be about actually tackling the issues that matter to everyday Australians and working to improve people's lives. At the moment, it's become a massive ego fest and a massive dude fest. So we clearly have a lot of work to do.
Ms. Waters will officially be sworn back into the Senate on Monday. She'll take the seat vacated by Andrew Bartlett, who decided to run for the lower house seat of Brisbane at the next election. Victoria's Construction Union has told members not to work on sites with cranes provided by Clark Cranes. It comes after a Clark crane dropped a tub of wet concrete at a construction site in Melbourne's east on Thursday, killing one man and leaving two others with broken bones. It's understood a cable snap led to the load being dropped. Clark Cranes was involved in a separate collapse in June. CFMEU safety manager Jerry Ayres says seven people have already died across the construction industry this year.
That just has to stop. We can't continue the way we are. We all have to take a deep breath, slow down, and really review how we're doing the work and how we carry on working on these sites, because it's just not good enough.
A number of top United States officials are denying writing the damning anonymous editorial attacking President Donald Trump. The New York Times article, reportedly written by a senior White House official, says Mr. Trump's appointees are trying to stifle his agenda. Mr. Trump has condemned the writer and labelled the article as a further attack by the mainstream media on his administration. Vice President Mike Pence and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin have denied writing the article and are echoing Mr. Trump's words. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is doing the same.
And this person, according to the New York Times, chose to undermine what President Trump and this administration are trying to do. And I have to tell you, I find the media's efforts in this regard to undermine this administration incredibly disturbing.
Actor Burt Reynolds has died at the age of 82. Reynolds was one of Hollywood's most popular leading men during the 70s and 80s, appearing in such films as Deliverance, Smokey and the Bandit, and The Longest Yard. He later earned an Oscar nomination for Best Supporting Actor in Boogie Nights and had been set to appear in a Quentin Tarantino movie. Reynolds is survived by his adopted son, Quentin, from his second marriage. A gunman has opened fire inside a bank in the United States, killing at least four people and wounding others. The shooter began firing outside a bank in the city of Cincinnati, Ohio, before entering and exchanging gunfire with law enforcement officers. The shooter was later shot and killed by police. To tennis, Serena Williams is through to her 9th US Open singles final. She beat Anastasia Sarastova 6-3, 6-love in their semi-final matchup. And Australian Ashleigh Barty is through to the women's doubles final. We'll now look at the weather across Australia. Perth, showers and 19 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 16. Also partly cloudy in Melbourne, 16 degrees. Hobart, a shower or two, 14. Canberra, much the same, 18. Wollongong, showers and 20. Similar conditions in Sydney, 22. Newcastle, showers and a possible storm, 23. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 25. Cairns, mostly sunny, 29. And Darwin, mostly sunny and a top of 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.